everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Happy Monday to all of you out there. Probably everybody has had a bad hair day or a day when you don't feel pretty or you don't feel handsome. But in a video to an audience, 24-year-old Lizzie Velasquez tells of a time when she was searching around YouTube on the internet, just kind of looking for a video to watch, and she came across a picture that looked like herself. She says it was a picture from when she was 11 years old, and it was an 8-second video called World's Ugliest Woman. She was stunned, to say the least. It was her they were talking about. She says, just think how that would make you feel. If we put ourselves in her shoes, it would feel horrible. It would be terrible. Lizzie was born with a rare disease that makes it impossible for her to gain weight. But 4 million people had seen this video. It was 8 seconds long. There was no sound. But below it, there were thousands of comments on YouTube. She read every single one, she said, and not one was positive. She says, I couldn't understand how anyone of any age could just jump on this bandwagon and say these horrible things. She said her confidence was shot in an instant. Her tears turned to anger. She wanted to make them feel bad for hiding behind their computer screens and saying these unkind things. She realized that she would accomplish nothing by doing that. Some little voice in the back of her head, which she acknowledges that she knows that that was God, said, just let it go and wait. Her life started to fall into place from that time on, and her relationship with God was better than ever. She realized that she wanted to be a speaker. Speaking about God, she says, you made me the girl I am for a reason. You gave me all those struggles growing up to make me stronger. You made me look different so that I could see the beauty that isn't defined by the media. And she says that the most important things in life are faith, family, and friends. She used to look at the syndrome she has as a curse. Now she says, I will always look at it as a blessing. She encourages others to stop asking why about their problems and trials and say, instead, thank you, God. And she says, if we do this, all your answers will come to you. She said that God does everything for a reason, and God put you here for a reason. That is true for all of us. There's an encouraging quote that we wanted to share with you today from President Thomas S. Monson, and it's from General Conference, April 2008, and it's entitled, Looking Back and Moving Forward. Here it is in his own words.
At times, there appears to be no light at the tunnel's end, no dawn to break the night's darkness. We feel surrounded by the pain of broken hearts, the disappointment of shattered dreams, and the despair of vanished hopes. We join in uttering the biblical plea, is there no balm in Gilead? We're inclined to view our own personal misfortunes through the distorted prism of pessimism. We feel abandoned, heartbroken, alone. If you find yourself in such a situation, I plead with you to turn to our Heavenly Father in faith. He will lift you and guide you. He will not always take your afflictions from you, but He will comfort and lead you with love through whatever storm you face.
President Monson's counsel is exactly what happened to Lizzie. She heard God's counsel to let it go and wait. He gave her comfort through the storm. Now she's speaking and comforting and encouraging others by her fabulous example. Her example is an inspiring one of what to do and how to handle a difficult situation. And we all have those, right? We all have something that life throws us that's unexpected or that we're not planning on and kind of throws you a curveball. And it's comforting to know that God will comfort and lead us with love through whatever storm we may face, like President Monson said. That's the message we want to share with you today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, maybe you've had a similar situation or trial that you've overcome that you want to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is called The Girl I Am, and it's featuring Janessa Butters. Thanks again for being with us. Have a great day.
Sometimes I feel so young in my father's arms, but he shows me how. He knows who I'll become, 'cause he sees the heart of who I am now. I don't need to rush or wait for my future. He knows I'm strong enough, and he has a plan for the girl I am. And when I wait for my future. He knows I'm strong enough.